Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
All right, you got some breaking news. What you got, Tyler?
The drive speaks things into existence, baby. Homer Mike. Mike Burrows, after last night's horrendous outing for the Houston Astros, gave up 10-plus runs. He has been optioned to AAA. Burrows, the Astros brass were listening last
one
segment.
Minute ago.
You know Dana was listening last segment.
1 minute ago from Brian McTaggart, I see it.
You know Dana's listening to Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk program.
Why does it, sorry Tyler, I didn't mean to interrupt your breaking news call. Why does it come across and sound like Tyler gets so much joy out of
I
out
do.
Of
if you suck ass, well, get beyond, your ass out of here.
No, I hear the fan in you, but I feel like personally you just really
you think
feel,
you really enjoy.
I think Tyler's wanting to walk by you, boy. If you down on your luck, he's just gonna kick the hell out of you.
That will be my reaction to any and all future Astros arms that cannot have an outing where they give up 10 runs. That's just the way it is. Get out of here.
He'll tell you it was Braden. He should have. It was just 7. Braden Shue makes issue at shortstop, allowed those other 3 runs to come around. That's what he'll do.
That was a ground screw's fault, most likely.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Aggies don't make mistakes.
Yeah, listen.
Smooth-ass Shoemaker had an error, huh?
You will not convince me that this was not the drive's doing. I know that it's completely absurd.
Every time we give somebody a nickname, they get pushed out of town.
I know it's completely absurd that this was in the works. But we literally did a segment. And we ended the segment. He was still a member of the roster of the Astros. We come back, and right before we come back from break, he is optioned to AAA. And I believe I asked for it.
The drive makes it happen.
I believe I said he needs to go to AAA. He needs to stay there for the year. Now listen up, Dana. Because this won't be Joe. Listen up, Dana. Don't you try to get yourself excited. Don't you start rolling through here around August and say to yourself, I don't know, man, really coming around with Mike. Let's bring him back up. Let's put him back in. No.
Mike's been good in Sugarland.
Let Mike find it the rest of the way in Sugarland and earn a spot.
What do you think the move is here? I mean, we get excited about him going. I mean, this means somebody's ready, right?
They're bringing in Santa. He's coming back. He's coming back.
He's not a starter.
He's not a starter, but Christian Javier is.
So he can, okay. I like where your head's at.
Yeah, Christian Javier has to slide into it.
Or they've obviously got 4 games before he comes back. That spot comes back around in rotation.
Yep.
So one of them other guys might be ready by then too.
But yeah, that was the thing is he didn't need to. If you're just joining us, we just talked about Homer Mike. Mike Burrows, who gives up home runs like we use the restroom every day.
On the level above the us.
Yes.
Multiple times a show,
multiple
certain
times.
Days.
Yes. He has been optioned to AAA Sugarland after his last 2 outings. 9 1/3, including last night, 4 1/3, 7 earned, 10 runs given up with 2 homers. His last 2 starts.
I think he made one of the errors, didn't he?
I don't know.
I think one of them were credited to him.
One of them may have been, but the Shoemaker one is the reason why the other 3, it's not 10. I like how Tyler's just going ahead and giving him the others. He has been optioned to Sugarland, and I think he should stay the rest of the way. Right? I don't even know how you can even trust him in the AJ blue ball job. I don't even want him to do that. So, yeah, this makes a lot of sense, and he should. You are trying to get to the postseason. He's got options. He's been had options. His ass should have been down there. And yeah, man, he's got to get some stuff. Christian Javier, I would assume, is sliding into the starting rotation. Makes a lot of sense.
Well, they got a few days before they got to make that decision, but I agree with you. I'd like to see – maybe that's a conversation down the road here is, you know, you got four potential guys – maybe not that available right now, but will be available sooner rather than later, I would think. You know, which one is the best fit? Which one has the highest ceiling? I know the one that is currently available is my choice, and that's Christian Javier.
God, I can't wait to hear. I know Tyler's going to be waiting for this around. Oh, they're on the road. We'll hear some stuff come out. But I can't wait to hear what Joe has to say about this move. Because Joe's been the one talking about his great stuff. Cannot wait to hear what the manager, Joe Espada, has to say when he speaks to the media before the game.
Still a lot of baseball left.
About Mike. That nine and a third. How you allow him to stay in as long as I watch Imai get pulled after giving up five in the first. He just lets Mike hang out
there. Yeah, Imai's still a little tender. Oh, Mike, he's hard. Man.
I believe he's going to turn around. Joe believes he's going to turn around all the time. All right, AFC contender concern meter. All right, we've gone through a lot of the teams in the AFC and who we look to be potential playoff teams. Again, some in a level below the Texans. Some maybe on the same tier as the Texans, and maybe even some above, if you believe there's AFC teams in a tier above the Texans. Let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs. They had a awful, disappointing, whatever you want to call it, 6-11 season after making it to the Super Bowl three straight years. They missed the postseason. They had a top 10 pick for the first time since they drafted Patrick Mahomes. They have made some additions. They brought in running back Kenneth Walker. They shored up some spots in their secondary, brought back Legarius Sneed, and shored up some guys up front, brought in Justin Fields as a backup quarterback, and maybe potentially more. And some may say the biggest move is bringing back offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy as he returns. They did lose some guys. They lost both their corners and Trent McDuffie. And Jalen Watson to the Rams. Hollywood Brown was there and left some guys across the defensive line as well left. They did draft the number one corner, Mansoor Delane from LSU, and grabbed a talented Peter Woods as well, R. Mason Thomas from Oklahoma. So they've made some moves to try to shore up this group. I think the big question is obviously Patrick Mahomes, who tore his ACL and LCL, but has not missed any practice. He has been at OTAs, fully participating, at mandatory minicamp, fully participating, and it seems like they think he is going to be ready by week one. Where is your concern meter with the Chiefs? 713-572-4610. Where is your return or your concern meter with the Chiefs?
I'm going with the seven, and it is solely due to Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, because every time they turn around and hand it to Kenneth Walker, he's a good player, obviously. Every time they turn around and hand that sucker to Kenneth Walker as the opponent on the other side of the field, I'm thankful. I'm thanking the good Lord. Take it out of Pat Mahomes' hands, number one. Number two, I hate what they've done from a pass catcher standpoint. You know, I think Travis Kelce is a year older. You know, he's not who he once was. Still a good player, but he's not who he once was in terms of just a game changer. Now, the one thing about Pat and Travis is they never thrived because I think Travis was a great athlete per se. I think it was always about their chemistry. So I do think they will age well, but he's still not who he once was. And then you look down there, Rashee Rice, we don't even know if he's going to be available. We don't even know if he's going to be free. Season. I don't even know. He might be in prison somewhere. I'm not real sure. But you got Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Tyquan Thornton. They're specialty players. Their offensive skill does not impress me And so I just, it's Pat and Andy that I just, I can't sleep at night not having them on my mind and them being a concern. But I'm going to go with a 7.
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, concern meter with the Kansas City Chiefs. They have been the class of the AFC, really of the league, before last year's debacle. To me, I'm with you. I'm in the range of the 7. And mine is not really about all the other stuff, right? I mean, Clint, their skills have not always been great.
Right.
And they won a Super Bowl with...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
MVS is their number one target at times. Rashee Rice, if he can keep himself out of trouble, is a I'd say top 30 receiver in the league, a good player. But I think the whole thing is just really Mahomes. Is how quickly is he Mahomes?
Yeah, able to move around the way.
Yeah,
he
would. Yeah. If because the big thing about him is him and Andy together. And you could probably throw Chris Jones in that. They've been able, but specifically those two, been able to clean up or mask some of their issues. And I think their offensive line is better if it's healthy. And if Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, he's had worse weapons than this, and they have been successful. But you just don't know. You just don't know how long it's going to take him to be that. And we'll see what the addition of Kenneth Walker does to them. This is probably the best back they've had under Mahomes.
You know, there's a couple of things with the Chiefs. I do like your point, and I think it'll go unnoticed or it'll get very little attention. But Eric Bieniemy coming back with his approach to coaching, not necessarily scheme or anything, but just to coaching and coaching guys hard and holding guys accountable. When you're on the heels of a 6-11 season, you know, if that's during a Super Bowl run, you may get a little bit of pushback if you're EB. But when you come in like this and you're coming, everybody's tired of 6-11. No, everybody's motivated to do right. All of a sudden, you embrace that mentality again. I think the Eric Bieniemy approach is always, to me, it's always the old school approach. It's always the to me the right way to go. But boy, you talk about when you get a really good team to embrace that. Well, you can move mountains. So I think the EB thing is very interesting. I think it's real. But the other part of it is I've always felt this way, and I'm still blown away at the level of success, how long they were able to sustain that level of play, given how Pat Mahomes chose to play football. It was as risky. He chose to be as risky as any quarterback has ever chose to be in the NFL history, and he did it to the tune of Super Bowls. I do wonder if, obviously, health and Father Time are part of it, but I do wonder if there's going to have to be a shift in how Pat approaches the quarterback position. Because, man, the way that he once did, it's hard to argue it because they won Super Bowls, but damn, that was risky play, man. Damn, that was, I mean, you're testing Father Time at a crazy clip. To think that he wasn't injured more than he has been in his career is wild, considering the way that he played. So I do wonder if there's a major shift, and if we, at some point it's going to happen. I do wonder if it's this coming season.
Yeah, and again, like I said, they've had the best running back they've had in a while, yep. And maybe that is a part of the shift of getting Kenneth Walker involved. Text line coming through. I don't know if they're the best team in their division. I don't know if they can win their division anymore. Kelsey's been trash ever since he started dating Taylor Swift. I don't know, man. He led the AFC in receiving yards last year.
Yeah.
Married now.
I mean, here's the deal. You're talking about Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. They don't give a damn if they. I mean, they'd like to win their division. They'd like to have the best record in the AFC and get a bye. But you're talking about Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. At this point, it's just a matter of, hey, let's navigate a 17-game season and let's get in the playoffs. And I guarantee you, when that tandem is in the playoffs, assuming everybody around them is healthy, nobody's going to want to play them. I mean, that's just the reality of it. So, I know they wanted a clip, and maybe the expectations were to have that bye and to be the best in football, which I'm sure they're still shooting for. But with as much as they've won, this thing becomes, how do we navigate the season? How do we get everybody out of jail and on the field? And how do we keep everybody healthy through 17 so that in week one of the playoffs, we've got our best team on the field? Yeah. And that's got to be what they're shooting for.
In fairness to them right now, they only have one person they're struggling to keep out of jail.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah.
Rasheed. Big piece for the only one, in fairness to them.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.